I'm Georgie Crawford. This is the Cook Loud podcast with Pippa O'Connor Ormond. I believe we all have a story to tell, and I believe by sharing these stories, we can help and inspire each other on our self-care journeys. This season, I've teamed up with Vichy. Vichy is a doctor-founded dermocosmetic brand with 90 years of skincare expertise. Vichy has established the link between health and beauty and led the way in skincare innovation. Powered by active ingredients, product formulations are clinically proven, hypoallergenic, and dermatologically tested for sensitive skin, making Vichy a pioneer in skin health science. Taking a holistic approach to skin health, Vichy is committed to provide safe and effective skincare routines for every skin type at every life stage. All Vichy products are available in local pharmacies nationwide. Hello and welcome to The Good Glow today. This is an interview that I have wanted to do for such a long time. Pippa O'Connor Ormond joins me today, and what a beautiful person she is. This week, Pippa welcomed me into her life with open arms. She gave me so much time, and I'm so grateful. There's so much on this podcast today. Pippa very beautifully opens up about her decision to speak about her miscarriage in October 2020. It's a very personal moment on this episode, and I am really grateful to her for sharing that with us. We all know that Pippa and Brian have built an incredibly successful business, and today I wanted to get into her mindset around that. So work had dried up for Pippa back when she had her first baby, Ollie, and that's when she took the leap and started her own business. And she speaks about believing in herself and backing herself, and how back then there was no other option for her other than to make it work. So, you know, when we focus on how things might look if they fail, we might never take the leap. We might never really understand all that we are capable of. So Pippa didn't let those limiting beliefs hold her back. I heard something so powerful from Jerry this week when he said, "Your life cannot be happier than the size of your beliefs." So it's time for us to start believing in ourselves more. When I asked Pippa about her favorite affirmation at the end of this podcast, her answer is everything we need to know about her. It's so obvious she lives that way, and that's how she's managed to keep her feet on the ground through it all. She also speaks about the present moment, you know, what's important now. I think we all need to stop trying to predict and control the future and stop letting our thoughts be the things that hold us back in life. You know, when we obsess about the future, what are we missing out on today? The small moments, those five-star moments, which are around us all the time if we just stop and take a minute to take them in. This episode is a beautiful reminder to just be grateful. Our September reset is launching on September 5th. I am so excited to be your coach for 14 days. I'm going to help you connect with the now, help you refocus and re-energize heading into the last 4 months of the year. So when is the last time you really listened to yourself, made time for yourself, or is there something you want to focus on that you've been putting off? I'm going to help you connect with that over the next 2 weeks. All you have to do is allocate 10 to 15 minutes a day at any point of the day that works for you, and each day you will get new daily coaching. We've got hundreds of people signed up. Thank you so much for those of you who are joining us. And if you'd like to get involved, head over to thegoodglow.ie for more. So now, over to Pippa. I think, you know, when I think of you, Pippa, I think back to when I was starting my business, and you were so supportive of me, and I sent you a text, I'll never forget it, to say, "Will you come on my podcast?" And you said yes. And that was such a game changer for me. And you've always been so kind to me, and I love catching up with you. So thank you for joining me today.
Oh, I'm absolutely delighted, honestly. And yeah, I can't believe it's been, I think it's been 3 years. I think we spoke in March 2019, if I'm right. And yeah, I loved doing that with you, and I loved having a chat with you. I love how open and honest you are when you speak to people. And I really was interested to talk to you again. But I actually get quite like, nervous slash kind of emotional, because I'm like, what emotions are going to come up here, you know, like, because it's a big thing for me. Like, I don't often do very like personal chats, so when I do, I like to do it with someone like you that I'm, you know, very comfortable with.
Oh, and I could listen to you all day, and there's so many different things that we could talk about. And I think for lots of people that watch you and follow you and engage with your business, I think the one thing that we all love about Pippa is how you're a kind person. That comes through the screen. Your business wouldn't be what it is without you being who you are. And it's funny that you say March 2019, because 3 months later, I quit my job and got to follow my dreams. And you definitely played a hand in that.
Isn't that great to think of how much you have done in 3 years, Georgie? That's unbelievable, isn't it?
It's just, you know what? I think people love to hear people having real chats. And I think it's so needed.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's what I love to do. And I love to put the ear pods in and go for a walk and listen to chats. I only caught up on your one with Roxy yesterday. But yeah, I loved that. I love just putting people in my ears that I enjoy listening to and just zoning out. And I think we all like to do that. And it's our way now to kind of take a bit of me time, or to just chill or reflect and just forget about your day and what's going on in your life, and just to listen to other people and, you know, be inspired as well at the same time. I think it's important for everyone.
Something that I always remember that you said in the past is that yourself and Brian are a together couple.
Yeah.
And I've often thought about that over the years.
That's so funny, because that's the term I always use. I don't know, like, if that makes sense to anyone else. It obviously makes sense to you if you remembered it. Yeah, what I mean by together is, like, not, we're physically together, I suppose, with work, with our conversations, like, we're running things past each other all the time. And we work in different elements of all of our businesses, but we're very much together, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it totally does. And I'm interested in the working together, you know, being together all the time. Does that get hard? I feel like Brian is a really happy person to be around. Like, he's an entertainer. You can see where Ollie gets it from.
And you'll often positive.
Yeah, you'll often put up really funny videos of him. So it's important to keep each other laughing.
Oh, totally. And Brian does that tenfold. He would say that I'm horizontally relaxed. That's how he describes me. So I think he's the one that would, like, worry about things, whereas I'm very much like, oh, that's not going to matter in, you know.
Oh, are you? Here.
Oh, very much. I'm very much like, oh, that doesn't matter. If no one's, like, dead or dying, I don't think it's important. So, but Brian would be more of a worrier. So we're kind of yin and yang. But if he ever sees me kind of dip or slip in my, like, mood, or if I get kind of anxious about work, he'll kind of take on the role of making me laugh and kind of being like, oh, it's fine. Sure. Listen, you're the one that always says to me, it's grand, get on with it and get over it. So we're good for each other that way.
And when you say, you know, you're cool, calm and collected about things, where do you think that came from? Have you always been like that?
I think I've always been like that. I, like, my friends always say to me, Pip, I know I can say anything to you because nothing would shock you. Like, I don't overreact to things. I don't know. Like, you could, like, someone could come into me now and say my house is on fire and I'd be very much like, okay. I don't know what it is. I've always kind of been very level-headed about things, and I don't know, I think a lot of it as well even doesn't go back to my childhood, maybe even only 8 years ago my mum passed away. I think when something kind of life-altering happens to you, I'm just very much like, oh, nothing else matters. Like, yeah, I want to be successful, I'm, you know, determined in my businesses, but I'm like, that it's not the be-all and the end-all, you know. I don't kill myself to kind of get ahead. Do you know that kind of way?
Yeah, totally. And you have a trust in your journey. And I definitely think that when something huge happens, it shifts your perspective onto what's really important. Like, when do you miss your mum the most, Pippa?
Oh, like all the time. Like, it could be something small that would kind of, you know, make you think about that person, or obviously big things like having Billy 10 months ago, moments like that, you kind of think, oh God, you know, I feel sad for her even more so than me, because, you know, she'd still only be in her 60s now, and, you know, she should be around to see her grandkids. So stuff like that, you know, really kind of hit me hard. You know, with happy times, or, you know, last weekend, my brother Cian and Team Ireland won the Aga Khan Trophy at the RDS, and moments like that.
Yeah, it's the big things and it's the small things, I think.
Like that, final ready.
And do you believe in signs?
Yeah, I do. Like, I wouldn't say I'm very like religious, but I'd be quite like spiritual. Like, I do believe in things like that for sure. I don't know. I think that's kind of what keeps us going as well, doesn't it? Thinking that you're being given a sign from someone, or you're being told, trust the timing of your life and that kind of thing. So I do believe in signs.
And I was listening to your podcast with Roxy, and it, just to hear, like, I could listen to it over and over again in terms of your story about your business and how you were doing your fashion factories for 5 years. Yeah. And then it kind of came to a point where you had to choose between really focusing on your brand Poco or keeping going with the fashion factories.
Yeah.
And now you have, you know, your makeup brand. I know you're involved in alcohol now as well. You must have times where you just stop and think, oh my God, I have created this, or we, myself and Brian, have created this from such a simple idea, and really taking the bull by the horns when the opportunity came along for you.
Yeah, like totally. And I think we never anticipated back then kind of how much we were biting off as such. You know, we took so many risks, and, you know, people mean well, but, you know, I did get a lot of, are you sure you want to do that? And that, you know, that's a big financial input. And, you know, what happens if you lose that money that you're investing in Poco? And, you know, I had a lot of kind of people say to me, just be very, very cautious and careful. But honestly, I think if I kind of had known what was ahead of me, I would have, I don't know, maybe buckled up a little bit more. It's been so fast. You know, when Poco started, I really didn't anticipate what was about to happen. Like, I had a new baby as well at the time. Louis was just born. So when I was pregnant, this was all been set up. Like, I remember Brian flying over to the factories in Turkey and Mauritius without me, and we were doing like FaceTime calls. And like, when I think of everything that we did literally from home, it's nuts. I never anticipated what was about to unfold. It was overwhelming.
And when you speak about kind of believing in yourself and taking the plunge, because I think there's so many people who, I get messages all the time, you know, I have this side hustle and yeah, should I quit my job and focus on it? And it's so hard to give people advice about that.
It is so hard to give someone advice if they say something to you like, should I do this or should I do that? Because I'm just thinking back to myself then. I was so determined and so, well, there is no other way. I am 100% going to succeed. I'm not reinventing the wheel here, but I'm going to do a better job at it than any competitor on the market. So I didn't even want to ask anyone's opinion. This is just what I was going to do. So I think when you are that determined and you're that just with your blinkers on and there is no other option, you just go for it. I think when you truly want something and you think you are deserving of it, you're willing to work hard, you don't care what anyone else says, there's no other outcome other than you're going to do well. And then, do you know what? If you don't do well, you don't succeed, at least you can be 100% honest with yourself and say, well, I tried everything. I didn't kind of do it half-assed. I put my 100% of my ass in and I tried.
Yeah.
No?
Because I think, yeah, like when it came to that crossroads for me as to whether I quit my job or whether I focus on my podcast, like it definitely felt like a risk focusing on the podcast, but also I knew in my heart and soul that this was making me happy. This was the right thing for me to do. And I couldn't continue with what I was doing any longer. And I think you had said, like, you know, in terms of the modeling scene in Ireland and when you had a baby, people started, you know, not booking you as much and things. So things were really quiet for you. Like, was that scary?
So scary. Like when I say things like, you know, I had no money then, I mean, I had no money, like, you know, times where I didn't have €5 to put into the car. And I'm not exaggerating when I say that. So when I think when sometimes when you have nothing to lose or everything to lose in terms of you leaving a job, you have no other choice. So you just go gung-ho.
And do you remember, Pippa, like the moment where, or a time when you were like, oh my God, like I'm doing it. This is a thing now.
I think when we got a fulfillment company, maybe like 3 or 4 months into Poco, because we just couldn't cope with the level of orders and we were dragging in family, friends, we're packing boxes until midnight, 1 o'clock, you know, getting McDonald's and pizzas into the office at 11 o'clock at night. Like they were the best times, like the best crack. But it was unsustainable. But I'm so glad of A, the memories, and B, like you don't learn a business unless you get into the nitty gritty at the start. Like if I had have started and just gone straight to fulfillment company or straight to marketing company, sure, I wouldn't know how to run my business myself. So by doing everything at the beginning, sure, we were all making mistakes and all doing things arse ways, but that's the only way to learn. I think you need to know your business and how it works inside out. So to me, that was the kind of, it was the best learning experience. And it kind of just really gave me a grasp of how quickly things were growing. Like the business was growing at a rate we just had not anticipated in a million years. So we had to kind of move fast if we wanted to keep up with it. So it was about 4 months in that we moved everything to fulfillment company, which I thought was such a huge deal because I thought nobody can pack a box of jeans like me. They won't know what to do. So yeah, all of these things are like big, big moments, you know, passing the book over to certain tasks and just being able to delegate. Like it is really important as you grow. I always think like you don't know everything and you're not the best at everything. So I always want someone better than me at certain things, because, you know, I know I'm not great at the computer stuff, as you and I learned trying to get today, you know, that's not me. That's not my forte. And that's fine. You know, get people on your team that are good at the things you're weak at.
I'll get back to Pippa in just a minute. But first, I wanted to tell you about Vichy's iconic hydration serum, Mineral 89. It's enriched with hyaluronic acid and 89% Vichy volcanic water, which is naturally found in French volcanoes and rich in 15 minerals essential to skin health. This beautifully light gel serum gives your skin immediate hydration and glow. Think of it as a daily multi-mineral for your skin. It's a perfect step in any skincare routine, suitable for all skin types, and I use it every morning and night after cleansing my skin. For a 20% discount on all Mineral 89 products, use the discount code GOODGLOW20 on Mars Pharmacy for online purchases only until September 25th. Is your diary like jam-packed? Are you just constantly working or do you have balance?
I'll be honest, my diary used to be way more busy than it is now, possibly because I've had Billy only 10 months ago. So I'm only kind of thinking in the last year and a half or so, I got pregnant, had a miscarriage, then got pregnant again quickly. So that's kind of been a year and a half of kind of trying to mind myself. And, you know, people might sometimes say to me online, oh, I don't really see it as much anymore. And I've probably not purposely kind of taken a little bit of a step back. A, because I'm busy now with three boys. But I'm quite mindful of where I spend my time. You know, I don't say yes to all the invites or the work requests. I actually do very little outside of my own businesses, because that's a lot in itself to kind of keep in control, to be honest. So all of the other stuff I don't do as much of anymore. Whereas years ago, I'd be afraid to say no to something in case I wasn't thought of again.
Yeah, because I even said before we came on air that really comes across. Like, I think you're very mindful in the things that you do. And that's, I can see that, you know. And when you speak about your miscarriage, and it was so brave of you, first of all, to come out and talk about that. Any woman who speaks about something awful that's happened in their life, you know, it's so brave, and it helps other women. I think we all watched in shock, and we could see how nervous you were to share that side of your life.
But it's so nerve-wracking to be anyway vulnerable out loud, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I don't know, and I'll be honest, if I would have said it if I wasn't pregnant again. Like, I don't know if I would have been mentally strong, or maybe I would have said it in another 6 months or 2 years, but I don't think I'd have said it that soon. So I had the miscarriage in October, 2 years ago. Yeah, in the middle of
2020.
Gee, Mac. And I was 10 weeks, and I suppose it absolutely knocked me for six. And I'd never been through anything like that before. You know, the first two times I got pregnant happened easily. And then after Louis, it didn't happen. It didn't happen for, you know, 5 years. So I kind of, both Brian and I kind of thought, well, you know, Jesus, that's absolutely fine. Aren't we unbelievably lucky to have our two boys? And I genuinely felt that. I kind of am very much like, you know, don't be always wanting more. So I was, you know, content with our two little boys. You know, part of me was always like, oh, I would like to have a third. It was just in my head. So when that eventually just happened out of the blue, didn't do anything different. I suppose my naivety of having no problems previously, it just knocked me. I went to my GP that day, actually, because I was on the way to Kildare Village. We were 3-4 days before we were opening a pop-up shop, and I was going in for a scan. You know, the way some GPs do scans as well. So I hadn't met my consultant in Hollow Street yet. And I went in, it was like 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm all dressed up because I'm on the way to Kildare Village. COVID times. So Brian waited for me in the car. And I said to him, oh, I'm first in. I'll be really quick. I'll be out in like 10 minutes. So I'll talk as much as I can here before I get upset. So I went in, and you know, when you're just it's not on your radar. I'd already had an early scan, by the way, 2 weeks previous. And, you know, that looked fine, as small as it was and as early as the pregnancy was. And it was funny, the minute, she was obviously a really experienced, she was a nurse. The minute she put the thing on, I just knew by her face, she was just something kind of, she had this look about her. And then she was kind of silent. And then she said, oh, I'll just be back in a minute. And when she said that, I was like, oh, Jesus Christ, don't say this to me. So then she brought the doctor in, and that was that. And she just said, Pip, I'm really sorry, but there's no heartbeat. Like, just floored. Like, I was so floored. You know, and you're just not expecting something.
Yeah.
And my, like, initial reaction was, okay, that's fine. And I was, like, literally putting my coat on to go out the door. And she was, like, calling me back. And I was, like, no, that's, it's grand, honestly. I'm totally fine. I don't even think I was crying at that stage. I got into such, like, I'm actually fine. Yeah. You know? And then it's weird, like, my initial reaction was, sorry, Georgie. Let me compose myself for a second, because I'd only be like a blubbering mess through all of this. I think my initial reaction was, sure, of course something's going to happen. Like, you have to, healthy kids. You can't always be plain sailing, which is kind of weird. Like, you kind of think, can't have it all. Like,
yeah. And that was what I found when you said, and you said it at the time, that you were just gathering up your stuff and saying, I'm fine, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I think that's what connected with people.
I don't know why I was embarrassed. I was like, embarrassed. I kind of felt like I was wasting her time. It was the weirdest kind of thing. I couldn't wait to get out of there. And I kind of just thought, well, of course something bad was going to happen. Sure, you have two kids. You know, what the hell? Don't be such a stupid bitch. Do you know, I was nearly punishing myself straight away.
Why do we do that?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. It's weird the way your mind kind of works sometimes, and the things you say to yourself. Maybe it's just a reaction to get through that moment.
Yeah, because I definitely felt when I'd come out and said, oh, we have a surrogate and we're doing an embryo transfer. And then when the Russian invasion happened and it got cancelled, I felt like a fool. Yeah. Like, I was like, I'm such an idiot for even talking about this or letting myself believe that this was going to happen for me.
I know. But there you go. Like, you're beating yourself up and saying to yourself, oh, you absolute idiot. You shouldn't have said that out loud. And the people that you helped by being honest and sharing your experience, you'll never even know half of them, because not everyone will reach out and say, well, thank you for being open and honest. But I'm sure you've had loads of that. But I don't think you understand at the time how many people you're helping. And then when I decided to say it out was because I didn't want to just announce this pregnancy and for it to look like, oh, here I go again, you know, with the third pregnancy, lucky us. I just felt like I wasn't being true or honest to myself, first of all, and then to everyone else. And but part of me was kind of, well, very nervous to do it, because I'm so mindful about the amount of struggles that women go through, and my own friends and family, people I know well, people that I see online that I don't know, people go through the worst hardship to try and get pregnant, have babies. The list is endless. So I kind of felt like, oh, Pippa, maybe don't say that. You know, you have two kids. Don't insult other people by saying, poor me, I've had a miscarriage. So have thousands of people. So I really kind of battled with, should I say it or should I not? And then I just kind of thought that day when I sat down on my phone and went on Insta Stories, I thought, I'm just going to be honest. I'm just going to be myself. And, you know, if people are happy to hear it, great. I think I just didn't anticipate how many people were thankful, you know, that I was honest.
It was. And I feel like you've always been honest along the way. You've always been yourself. So why wouldn't you? Exactly what you say about, you know, often from the outside looking in, we think, oh, sure, Pippa's got a great life. She's so lucky. She has everything. So for you to come on and share, I think as women, it connects us. And I think that is what is so important for us to see ourselves in each other.
Totally. We all connect with each other in some way. You know, you might say something that, you know, isn't part of my life, but I can connect that to something else going on and be appreciative of your vulnerability and your honesty. And I think we all, no matter what stage we're at in our lives, careers, how old we are, I think we appreciate, I know I do, someone saying, you know what, I had a really shit day today at work, or things just haven't gone my way, or, you know, I yelled at the kids and I feel guilty now, or the bigger things like miscarriage, surrogacy, you know, all these struggles that people go through. I think we're all thankful to kind of know that you're not alone.
Yeah.
I'm probably not the type to come on Instagram and, you know, cry when I'm having a bad day, because that's not primarily what I use it for. You know, I use it for business with a bit of lifestyle thrown in. But I suppose I didn't want to come out and say, here I am 4 months pregnant, and not mention what had happened. I thought that was just important to say it. I'm glad I did.
You're glad you did?
Yeah, no, 100%. I'm glad I did. Yeah.
I think by acknowledging something, and even if you do it privately, acknowledging that something that has happened is so important in order to kind of move on or evolve from the situation.
And you know what you just said there, even if you do it privately, the amount of people that messaged me and said, myself and my husband actually never told our mums, our sisters, our closest friends that we had a miscarriage, for loads of different reasons, not wanting to upset them, not wanting to upset your sister-in-law that maybe can't conceive, not wanting, you know, millions of reasons. But like, then I remember one particular girl saying to me, and then I went on and, you know, last weekend we told them, and we all had a little cry and I feel so much better. You know,
oh my God.
It can't change the situation, but, you know, I think when you say something out loud, you are comforting yourself and you're definitely comforting someone else. So I think it's important to try and be open and honest as much as you can.
Thank you so much for talking about that. I know it's so hard. Can you remember what you did when you put down the phone after that Instagram story?
I think after I did that, I just felt completely emotionally drained, like, because it took so much kind of energy mentally for me to say it. I can't even remember what I did after that. He probably went and collected, you know, the boys from school, just went back to normality, and my phone was like blowing up. And then, you know, I had like, oh, do you want to come on and talk about it? Do you want to come on this TV show, that radio show? And I was just like, no, I've said it now and that's that.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be like the spokesperson for talking about miscarriage. I just, you know, I wanted to say it in my own way, in my own terms, and kind of leave it at that. You know, I don't mind talking to you about it now, but I didn't want to go straight away like making
comments on TV and radio the next day. Yeah.
That's not me. That's never kind of been me. Which people find that kind of hard to believe. You know, people are always saying to me, come on and do this and do that, or present this or that. I'm like, no. You know, some of my friends laugh at me. They're like, you always say no to everything. I'm just like, yeah, but I need to be very 100% on something. I don't do something just for the sake of it or for like publicity. And, you know, someone says to me, it'll be great publicity. You've lost me. I'm gone. Good luck.
And that's coming back to the mindful thing. You're very mindful about what you do and your decisions. And I really think that comes from slowing down in life. And I only became mindful when I infused time into my life. So I used to just like run, even making decisions, saying yes to things, because you're on this hamster wheel But when you kind of stop and give yourself time, that's when you can become mindful and make the choices that are right in your life.
I think we've all done that, haven't we? Especially as we're younger or we start our careers. You feel like in today's world, if I'm not online 24/7, if I'm not doing TikToks, Insta stories, if I'm not, you know, first into the office, if I'm not saying yes to every after work invite, I'm not going to be the best. And,
yeah,
you know, that's simply not true. You're not competing with anyone else. You know, you're not. Like, who are you trying to impress? You need to compete with yourself and be happy with yourself. And I really think that that's all that matters. You know, I always say to Brian, nothing else matters, only us, you know, in this house. Everything else, you know, we can manage.
And I think that's when you can change your life, is when you focus on your inner world. So I think, you know, for lots of people who are really busy and they're wondering, you know, why am I getting the promotion? Why am I not feeling happy? And why am I not doing the things that I know are good for me? Because you're not focusing on your inner world. I'm actually writing all the content for our September reset, and it's all about, no, let's stop and focus on inner world. Forget about the outer world, because when you transform your inner world, everything else changes.
It's so true. We you know, think you need to be rushing on to the next thing. What's happening next? Where's my next holiday? What am I doing next weekend? How can I get ahead? We need to just stop and focus on the small little things, getting them right every day. And then I honestly think the bigger things just kind of happen and unfold when we stop obsessing about getting ahead.
I was speaking to Dan Buettner on my podcast last week, and he founded the Blue Zones, and they're the regions of the world where people live the longest and they're healthiest. And there's a big focus on, like, coming together at dinner parties, you know, sharing food. And I know that you love a good garden gathering with good friends and good food, and that's keeping you, that's giving you the joy, isn't it?
I've always been like that, Georgie. And you know, when Brian and I bought this house 4 or 5 years ago, probably nearly five, God, it's flown, I wanted it to be our family home number one, but I wanted it to be a home where we socialized, had parties. I want our kids to have amazing memories of birthday parties, christenings, communions, you know, all these different events. You know, my husband and my friends always laugh at me. It's like, you know, when is Pippa's next party? I'm always like, I always want to entertain. I'm just like, I feel like life is for living, and I'm so like thankful and grateful to be happy and healthy. And I'm all about like celebrating the moments. And, you know, I always think as well, you know, we work hard. You should reap the benefits and celebrate things. And, you know, someone said to me years ago, don't forget now to celebrate the small wins and moments in your career. So I've taken that quite literally. You know, I there's nothing more than I love than having, as you say, people over for a dinner party, or, you know, during the summer and having neighbors, kids, friends in the garden. That's what like fills me with joy. I absolutely love having people over, love getting the house ready. I've literally turned into my mother, because that's what she was like, you know. She was,
yeah, I was gonna ask you,
the fresh flowers, the candles, you know, getting the glassware ready, you know, ice buckets. I'm all about the ambiance, the music. I love everything to just feel welcoming. Nothing excites me more than to kind of invite people in and to, just enjoy the moments.
They're your 5-star moments, you know, the lighting of the candle.
Definitely.
The, like, you know, putting things together.
Yeah. I'm definitely not that person that saves the good candle or, you know, the good bottle of wine. I'm very much light it, open it, use it. Because this is life, you know, this, what are you waiting for? You know, the moment is now. We always say, oh, when I get this, when I get the promotion, and when I do this and when I do that. No, it's now. You don't know if tomorrow's guaranteed. So you need to live today.
Oh, well, that is amazing. And I feel like, you know, when you live like that, it becomes then you're attracting it into your life.
Definitely. And then with that, you're attracting, you're projecting out positive energy, and you know, that's what you get back. I'm all about that. You know, what you put out, I promise you, you get back. So if that's the, you know, type of person you want to become, or that's the type of person you want to attract, you really have to feel that in your heart and soul for it to come back to you.
I wanted to ask you, because I think Brian is, like, you're both obviously very creative people, and he would use a lot of his creative energy, I feel like, cooking things. What is your favorite thing that he cooks?
Brian's actually very nifty in the kitchen and out in the barbecue. I love when he does something like steak, homemade chips, spinach, corn on the cob. Like, I love that kind of thing when he does it, because I wouldn't be one for like cooking, you know, pieces of meat, but he enjoys it. Maybe it's like a man thing, I don't know.
Yeah.
But that, you know, that's what I love. I love that, like on a Friday night, or like coming into the winter now, I enjoy those kind of moments. And we really like take the time to do them nicely now, or I might do a cheese board, or, you know, just be the two of us. But yeah, we enjoy, you know, 8 o'clock at night and lighting the candles. He loves music, put music on. And you know,
what music do you listen to, Pippa? What would he put on?
Oh, well, he'd put on all the oldies. Like, I slag him. His music taste, he's like an 8-year-old man. But you know, that's what makes me laugh. He loves all the oldies. Whereas I'm more, you know, Michael Bublé and George Ezra. You know, that's my era. Bit of Niall Horan.
Yes, Niall Horan. Oh my God, what a babe. What do you have? Oh yeah. What was your last 5-star moment? Can you remember a perfect moment recently?
Most recently, probably being away on holidays. We went to Portugal, and at one stage we had friends and cousins there at once. And I remember being where we were staying and all the kids in the pool and, you know, with the music on and the adults are chatting. And I remember just kind of looking out and thinking, Jesus, Pippa, like, you're so lucky. And I truly kind of felt that in that moment. Just to have everyone there safe and happy and healthy, I just kind of thought, don't take moments like this for granted. But to be honest, my family, kind of my sister, like my friends, they all laugh at me. I'm like that every day. Every day I'll have a little chat with myself and I'll say, you're so lucky, just keep going now. Or if something's kind of bothering me, I'll have a little chat to myself and say, just get over it. That's insignificant. It's not going to matter next week or next year. You're so lucky. You're so blessed. Look at what you have. Look at what you've created. So these are conversations I have to myself, honestly, every day.
And just to remember that these are the good old days, like for so many of us, we are in the days that we are going to call the good old days in like 20, 30 years.
It's so, so true, Georgie. These are the good old days. And don't wait for anything. Don't wait for next Friday, next summer. You know, now is your day.
Last question. Do you have a little affirmation or a little saying that you say to yourself?
Something I used to kind of say at the start of my career to myself was, don't let the good go to your head and don't let the bad get to your heart. And that's something that I would kind of still think about every now and again.
Oh,
so,
I love that.
You know, in terms of like building yourself or your career, yeah, it's great, but don't let anything kind of get to your head. You know, always be humble, kind, be true to yourself, keep your feet on the ground. And then on the reverse, you're going to get things thrown at you. You're going to get people that say they don't like you. You're going to get people that misinterpret you. And that's always going to happen. So you can't let that get to your heart. You can't let anything get in to you to make you not progress. Do you know, you have to be in your own little head, your own world, and just keep moving.
Oh, Pippa, You need to write a book, another book. But thank you so much.
Thank you. It's such a pleasure to talk to you. I really enjoy it. Honestly, I feel like I've had a little therapy session there.
No, it's just so nice to get an insight, because I think we're all fascinated by your life, but we also know that there is so much to you, and that comes across in the things that you share and the things that you talk about. So it's so nice to actually sit down and have a real chat with you.
Thank you for
everything. You're just amazing.
And thank you. Thank you for everything that you're doing. And I so enjoy listening to you and following your journey and your business. And yeah, I think you're amazing. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And lots of love to the boys. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Good Glow podcast. If you'd like to hit subscribe, you will get all my new episodes straight to your phone, and you will even get a little notification when they go live. Thank you for tuning in today. If you'd like to join us from September 5th for the September reset, you can sign up over on thegoodglow.ie. I'll see you next week for the last episode of the season.